This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. My brothers and sisters, we were talking about the remedy for black magic as well as for the effect, the evil effect of jinn, as well as the effect of jealousy and envy and the evil eye and so on. And I mentioned the part, the reading part, and I said we will have a part two. So this is the part two, how to protect yourself. So the reading part, we spoke about Ayatul Kursi three times, the last three surahs of the Quran known as Mu'awwidhat, or the two Mu'awwidhat and Surah Al-Ikhlas. Thrice we spoke about A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. Thrice. We spoke about Bismillahi alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama'i wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim thrice, and all this would be in the morning and in the evening after Salatul Fajr and after Salatul Maghrib. And if you're not praying, then still at the same time or similar time. And if you've forgotten, then as soon as you remember. So we spoke about that. We also spoke about how after every Farad Salah, you should be reading it at least once, inshallah. It will protect you. Now I want to speak about the remedy as well as a different type of protection. It comes in the form of diet. There is a lot of shifa and cure in olive oil. So extra virgin cold pressed olive oil. Remember those two different conditions, or should I say qualities, of the oil. Extra virgin and olive oil, and cold pressed olive oil. I'll tell you about it just now. You have the ajwa date. The ajwa date, a certain type of a date that is found in Medina Munawwara, a small black date that is not so sweet. You have raw honey, you know, the pure, raw, natural honey. I think that there is a term they use for it, but generally the pure honey. That has a lot of shifa in it. The Quran speaks about it as well. Then we have Zamzam, the water of Zamzam, that we should have started the entire talk tonight on that particular water that we have, blessed from Makkatul Mukarrama. The Zamzam water definitely has cure in it. In fact, the hadith says, Zamzam lima shuriba lah. You know, you, whatever it is drunk for, with whatever intention you drink it, that intention is valid. It will help you by the will of Allah, for as long as it's a positive intention. And then we have the black seed. The black seed is not the onion seed, but it is a different seed. It's called the black seed. You get original black seed oil. Be careful, there are a lot of fakes in the market. So original black seed and the black seed oil. Now, how to have all of this? Firstly, the honey. You can replace your sugar with honey. That's a very, very good replacement, especially with your teas and with a few other things, right? You can have a little bit of honey every morning with a few of the black seeds. Perhaps you don't need to count the black seeds, but just a little pinch of the black seed. If you want, you can put a very little, like a quarter teaspoon of the black seed oil, because black seed oil is very strong. So you have that black seed oil, right? You can mix it in the honey and you can have it. You can just put it in the spoon and have it. So a teaspoon is more than enough. You can have that in the morning. Honey is very, very important to add in your diet by the will of Allah. You can actually rub it at times on certain, places. Perhaps if you have a wound and so on, that's something different. It acts as an antiseptic. It has those qualities as well. When it comes to the olive oil, that's very, very interesting. Olive oil is both to have, to drink. When I say to drink, I don't mean you gulp it down, but just a tablespoon or two early morning, first thing, in the night, perhaps last thing, together with a little bit of warm water and some lemon in it. That will really, really, really help you. You rub some of that olive oil on your forehead as well as on your chest and perhaps other places where you might have some pain. So that would help you, especially on your forehead. It will help you a lot. The olive oil, to rub it, and you use it to massage your shoulders. Perhaps your chest is very important. The two that I know about, the chest and the forehead, that's extremely important. So that you can do it every night, a little bit oily, but you don't have to rub so much, a little bit, not too much. So that's olive oil, subhanallah. The two ways, like I said, you can use it in your food. You can replace the other oil if you are wealthy enough to actually have that. You can replace the other oil with olive oil. all other oils, with olive oil for cooking. You can use it with your salads. That will help you with the intake of it. You can have a spoon, a tablespoon or two of it every morning and evening. With you know, you have the tablespoon, and then you have a glass of warm water with a little bit of lemon squeezed in it. And you don't have anything for about 30 minutes after that, by the will of Allah. That would actually help you to reduce your cholesterol and even with your sugar. I know of people who have really, really benefited from it. Actually, they have benefited so much, it's unbelievable, almost miraculous. Remember, this zayt is zaytun. This olive oil is the oil that is mentioned in the Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He praises it. Figs are very, very good as well. Figs, you know, there are so many different types of figs, and you get the fresh figs, the dry figs. All figs are beneficial, mashallah. Some people don't like them, but try them. You will love them. There are some types of figs that you will get addicted to, subhanallah. Okay, so that's the fig and the olive, atin and zaytun. Then you have zamzam. Zamzam, you can actually drink it. It's for drinking purposes. You don't have to drink so much. You can drink a little bit. Some of the people say that you can actually use it to dab or to put. You know, when there is a little bit remaining, you can actually just put it on yourself. But generally, it's lishurb. It's to drink. And you have a good intention. You know, you can drink it sitting or standing. You can drink it. There are a lot of ways. I'm not going to get into the detail of, you know, what to do, how to stand or etc. But to drink it. Okay. Zamzam. And because we don't have so much of that zamzam, please just use a little bit of it, not too much. You know, nowadays they don't allow you to travel with a lot of water in your baggage, especially when you're traveling by air. So if people have arranged containers of stuff by sea, it's much easier than to get it flown by air. But that is something extremely beneficial. The black seed oil is very strong. You cannot have more than a few drops of it when you're consuming it. But if you want to use it to mix a little bit with olive oil that you're going to be rubbing on yourself, it's really, really beneficial. The dates, the ajwa dates, you have 7 early morning, first thing. Now, if you're mixing the olive oil with the dates, you start off with the dates. You start off with the dates, you give it about half an hour. 7 ajwa dates, and then you continue with that the olive oil treatment. But that's only if you're doing the 7 ajwa date treatment. It's 7, and generally for 7 days, which would be 49 of those ajwa dates. They're not so sweet, so those who have sugar, perhaps it won't be bad or so bad for you, depending on you know, the condition of those dates. If they're good dates, they're not so sweet. But that's also the cure in the 7 ajwa dates, right? It's mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. Something very interesting also is, if you're not having the 7-day treatment exactly 7 by 7, then you can start off with the olive oil. Then it's not necessary to start off with it, but you can have a date or 3 or 5. Generally, an odd number is preferred. That's as far as the dates go. And together with all of this, you read what you have been taught and you ask Allah's protection. Like I said, you develop a relationship with the Almighty. You repent whenever you've committed a sin. Don't let it linger. Don't become too comfortable with your sin, because that will lead you towards towards shaitan, and it will actually make your relationship with shaitan stronger. Remember, it's like a seesaw effect. If you're going to lose relation with Allah, you'll increase your relation with shaitan, and vice versa. So that's why it's important to always make amends with the Almighty. Make sure that you're on the right side, and make sure that you have sought forgiveness wherever you've gone wrong. So this is just something I thought I'd share with you, because I promised you to have a part 2. Like I said, the part 1 was dealing with what to read, and the part 2 is dealing with what to do in terms of your diet, and you know, in terms of what to perhaps rub on your forehead and massage onto your chest. We spoke of the olive oil. So these are powerful things mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. The minute Araqi starts off by telling you about zamzam, telling you about honey, you know, the proper pure honey. I know you get the sidr honey, you get a lot of pure honey. Honey at times can be very, very expensive, you know. I've known of honeys that go into thousands of dollars just for a jar, subhanallah. But we don't need to go for the most expensive one or the expensive one. You just need to make sure that it's you know, original, raw, organic honey. And that will definitely help. So if the Raqi begins to speak about these things that I spoke about today, then you should know what I've spoken about today is generally taken from the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, and it's very beneficial. These things are really beneficial for us. The olive oil, the zamzam, the ajwa, the black seed, and so on, and the honey. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us shifa. Now I want to end off with one very interesting factor. Yesterday I was speaking to some brothers here in Dubai, and I was addressing an issue of a similar nature. And subhanAllah, you know, people become impatient with sickness and people become impatient. If you see a bad dream once, it doesn't mean you're possessed. If you have a migraine once, twice, it doesn't mean you're possessed. When you see bad dreams, sometimes it's got to do with your diet as well. Sometimes it's got to do with your subconscious self. Sometimes it's got to do with too many games and movies that you're watching. Sometimes, you know, you're fatigued and tired. So there are a lot of factors that would contribute towards bad dreams. The same would apply to migraines. Many of us are on our phones a lot. It causes headaches, literal headaches. Not with the relationships, that's something else, but with the screen and screen time, and you looking at it and all that is not so good for your head in terms of headaches and all that, even for your eyes. So you got to know, don't just say someone did something on me, but you doing it on yourself by being on your phone up to 3 in the morning. And you doing it on yourself by perhaps, you know, watching movies and playing games for so long. So you need to know this. But if you have a concern and you generally do read your prayers before you sleep, you know, Bismika Allahumma amutu wa ahya and so on, Bismika Allahumma wada'tu jambi wa bika arfa'uha, in amsakta nafsi faghfir laha wa in arsaltaha fahfadha bihifdhika alladhi tahfadhu bihi ibadaka salihin. What a beautiful, beautiful supplication of the Prophet, peace be upon him, just as he reclined, where he's speaking about, he's starting in the name of Allah, saying that, I lay my side in your name and I shall lift it in your name, subhanAllah. If you decide to keep my soul tonight, then forgive it. And if you decide to send it back, then send it back, and then guard it with the guarding that you would guard the pious with, something like that. That's the translation. So, if you've prayed and all that and you go and sleep and you still have nightmares and you still have migraines and it's all unexplained and you've checked medically and so on, you don't need to rush to a Raqi. You can start your own ruqya. You can start reading. In fact, that ruqya is supposed to be there because we have two issues. One is to protect yourself. Like I said in the previous episode, protection is better than cure. And the other one is to be able to cure yourself if you have been affected. It does not mean that you are affected. A lot of the times, I'd like to think in my life, 90% of cases have been medical. And only 10 have been perhaps serious issues where something has happened. 90%, but it's on the rise. It's on the rise. More and more people seem to be losing their faith by going to do superstitious things upon people for some reason, either to break a relationship, to kindle the relationship, to fix somebody up and so on. All that, you lose your faith in Allah, and that is dangerous, very dangerous. You shouldn't, nobody should be doing that. Leave it. Don't worry. Don't feel the urge to go and fix somebody up. Leave them to Allah. Allah will fix anyone who deserves to be fixed. And try and pray positively for people rather than negatively. We pray for destruction. We want to see destruction. But if we pray for goodness, I think we will have a lot more in terms of goodness. Now, so if you were to go to Araqi and he were to read these surahs that we spoke about, Ayatul Kursi and the other surahs and something from the Quran and a few of the narrations of the Prophet ﷺ, then you know that this man is heading in the right direction. The minute you are told to go and, you know, collect roses of 5 different colors, each one of them not exceeding so many grams, and they should have so many petals, and pick out the petals, and then you need to put those petals in a specific design in your house, and then you need to stand in the center of all those petals with a bakhur, and you need to light it up. And by the way, bakhur is quite good. Actually, you need to use a little bit of the bakhur. I know in Nigeria they use the term kajiji, but anyway, it smells quite nice. The Nigerian one is not bad at all, guys. But mashallah, that is quite beneficial. It has, recently I saw a joke. Somebody sent me a message saying, you know, if you don't like the bakhur, if you're not coming to my house because of the bakhur that I use, then the bakhur is having the effect, then it's working, you know, which means you're a shaitan. May Allah forgive us. Some people think that way. But bakhur, we shouldn't overdo it, because sometimes it can become a respiratory issue, and you can have a light scent of it. It's nice. But subhanAllah, my brothers and sisters, it's important for us to make sure that we don't blame superstition for every single thing of ours. Like I say, if you've seen dreams, if you've had headaches, there is a way. Did you know that one of the cures of a migraine, according to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, is to tie a band or a ribbon on your head and make a tight knot exactly where it is paining, in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Trust me, that works. If you're suffering migraines, the Prophet ﷺ has taught us something. You take a band or you take a ribbon, and you tie it on your head tight, and you make that knot tightly where it is paining. And by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should be cured from that migraine. Try it out, guys. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all cure, and may Allah benefit every one of us. Remember, your diet is extremely important. Don't forget to say Bismillah when you're eating. Don't forget to thank Allah for the food you've been given. Don't forget to try and look and make sure that the food you have is not only halal, but it's pure as well. And it's earned through pure money. Don't rob people, don't cheat them. And inshallah, you should be set. You should be ready to go, good to go, as we say. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us away in a condition that He is pleased with us. I'm going to be posting this on the Mufti Menk YouTube channel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit us all. Once again, I love you all, my brothers and sisters. Always lovely chatting with you. I'm so sorry I was unable to see all your comments, but inshallah, on YouTube, I'll try to see some of the comments. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.